Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Helping you live your best life. Help you grow in consciousness. And it's really, truly a joy to hear you have to be in this space as we grow together, love together, peacefully share our gifts together. It's a lot easier when we start from a place of truth and
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Carly Jack is reminding us that, you know, it's all good. We are the delight of God. Why don't you just think about that for a minute? All things are learned as you learn. So, it's a new way of looking at life, and we are getting ready to wake up and embrace the truth of who we are, knowing that there is no spot where God is not. It's time for me 10. A reminder that we are truly, truly waking up. Are you awake? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We want to pray together, declare the truth. We are awakening. We are falling into ourselves. Yes, the calling of the mystics. Awakening. We'll be back.
In the flowering of the heart, everybody here, melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Shanti, Satchidananda.
that perfect imperfection, awakening in the oneness of it all. Everybody here, part of each other, sister and brother, rising in love. Oh, Shanti, Satchidananda. Oh, Shanti. Oh, Shanti, Satchidananda. Oh, Shanti.
To remember, it feels good to give life, it feels good to surrender, to be more, it feels good to allow ourselves to transform every given moment, because we are waking up. Awakening is becoming so close, so intimately close to pure awareness. And with pure awareness, you expand in consciousness. You become aware. You become aware that you're aware. And the more you're aware, the more you're aware of. The more you know, the more you know. The more you know, the more you're responsible to or for, whichever way you want to look at it. Waking up means you get to see things that you've been ignoring. Waking up means you get to see more. And especially when you wake up to what you've been ignoring, are you going to be judgmental of what you ignore or what you're seeing? Are you going to be compassionate? Mitan and his dear wife joining him on his seat. Mitan, Deva Pramal. To find out more about them, their website address is devapramalmitan.com. Deva, DevaPramal, MITEN.com. Excuse me. Let me welcome you to this house of love, this house of transformation. And I am grateful that you are awake, that you are here. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into yourself and tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and where change is inspired. And when you surrender to the change, when you change with the change, you can't help but different. So you got to change with the change, because change is always happening. But sometimes we have a tendency to resist the change. But when you change with the change, oh, you are going to make a difference. Starting with yourself. Starting with how you see the world. And the truth is, when you change, the things you're looking at can't help but change, because you are seeing what you're looking with. You are seeing what you're looking with. There's more to say about that. You're listening, hearing, feeling, being with the Ask Life Friday radio show. That was interesting. I felt like out of my body there. I actually had to kind of play back what I said. What did I just say? It went out of my body. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio. I am your host, the I Am Prince, is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the metaphysical rebel, the Nazi professor, the soul whisperer, the life coach, the writer, what else? There's so many. But, you know, that's just the way to get decorations on the I Am presence. How do you decorate your I Am presence? Your mother, your father, an aunt, an uncle, a supervisor, a business owner. What is it? You know, just fill in the blanks. It's just decoration for the I Am presence. It's a way to, you know, reflect your light, and you just have your light bounce off something so beautiful. It's like you shine light. Actually, what I'm seeing is like a prism. When you shine the light through a prism or crystal, well, mostly crystal. I've never shined a light through a crystal, so I don't know what happens. But I thought the prism thing, and the light bounces off, and you see the colors. That's what the titles are. They help us see the many colors of goodness, the many colors of the of. I would have you learn.
Life Coach today. You are speaking such powerful truths that I need to jump in to let you know. Mm-hmm. You are dropping it like it's hot, and I'm greedy, man. So we got to work out that sound, all right?
Okay, thank you very much. And waking
all
it
right,
out as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's all right. Thing. Thank you very much. All right.
My pleasure. That already sounds better. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Let's try it. Thank you, Celeste. Yes, all is well. Okay. Are we still good? I think we're still good. Yes, yes, yes. We're good. We're good. All right. Where were we? We were in that space where it looked like we were having some interference, and the spirit guide came through in the voice of Celeste Morgan. So, yes. All things are lessons God would have you learn. All things. Sit with that for a minute as I invite all of you listening online. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Those of you listening on the phone line, it is such a gift to have you. Those of you listening through the archive, listening again, our within radio listeners, I am so grateful for your presence. I am grateful for your energy. I am grateful for your intention to be more, your intention to surrender, your commitment to downloading heaven on earth, even when life is painful, even when life is challenging. You know, that's the beauty of the challenges. If you're like me, well, let me see. No, I can be like that. But I also do, let me just go all the way. I can be like that, and I if I review my past, oftentimes I am more committed to my spiritual practice when things are challenging. That's when I'm meditating longer. That's when I'm reading more. That's when I'm praying. That's when I'm listening deeply to I'm listening to that guidance to help me transform where I'm at. And there are times when life reflects back to me my deepest desires that I'm just like, oh, I'm so grateful. My meditation could be shorter. It's not about really attached to time, but I'm giving you a reflection into my world, because sometimes when I'm going through challenging experience, in my own mind, I tell myself that the more I meditate, the longer I meditate, the better I can find, allow the answer to be revealed through and as me. And if that's what I believe, then so be it, because it's a universal law, it's a universal principle. One of the greatest teachers said it, according to your faith, it is done unto you. So if I really step into a space and when I'm going through a challenge, I just need to meditate for 1 minute, and I just know that there's a conviction about that, I will still get my answer. But you know what? It really doesn't matter. You can meditate your whole day. You can meditate for 1 second. You can meditate with your eyes closed. You can meditate as you interact with people. It's all leading you back to yourself. It's all leading you back to truth. Because all things are lessons God would have you learn. And for those who don't know, or those of you who do know, yes, that is from A Course in Miracles. That's lesson 193. And it's personal. Oh, this spiritual journey is personal. And lesson 193, all things are lessons God would have me learn. Even if you're not a student of the Course, and if you haven't read it, maybe you picked it up, you put it down. Maybe it's like, oh, I can't do it, or you keep thinking. If you just think about that, whatever you're going through, especially when life is challenging, because when life is challenging, we pay attention. And you can just get still and say to yourself, all things are lessons God would have me learn. Even if you don't know what the lesson is in that moment, but just be able to say, okay, I am willing to rise above. I am willing to awake. I am willing to be aware. I don't quite know what the lesson is. I don't quite know what the answer is, but all things are lessons God would have me learn. Do you think that will change your perspective when you're stuck, when you're betrayed, when you don't have money, when a deal that you've really, a business deal that you really knew is going to go through, you just needed to go and sign a contract. You've had a verbal confirmation, and then you show up, and they're like, well, I got some good news, I got some bad news. Good news is you found out that the investor doesn't have any money. The bad news is you ain't going to get nobody. Like, okay, which one's the good news here? All things are lessons God would have me learn. On that note, let me bring on Celeste Morgan, my co-producer, my dear friend, who chooses to be the spirit of the ones in the outer realm saying, wait, you need to communicate through a medium where you can be heard.
Hi, Life Coach Day and beautiful family. How you feel today? How you doing, man?
How do I, I really, you know, earlier when before the show I was talking to you, it's been an interesting few days. But before the show, I was just in this space where I'm thinking, it's like reaching into the refrigerator and trying to get water, trying to get juice, trying to get smoothie, and then, I don't really want water. Do I really want smoothie? Do I want fruit? That's where I was. And then it's like I'm hearing a voice in the distance saying, listen, I'll tell you exactly what you need. So how am I feeling now? I'm feeling sort of, I don't know what I want to say. I'm not pensive. I don't even know what that means. I hear people say I feel pensive. But I feel like I'm in that space of, that's it. I know, you probably were just asking for a general question, right? You asked a general answer, yes. But here I am going deep. I really do. I mean, what point is it? I'm all right. I'm okay. I feel in this space of vulnerability. I feel like in the space between knowing and not knowing. So vulnerable. It's like I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm being carried, and I'm like, woo, okay, where are we going? This is good. All things are lessons. God would have me learn. I'm open. So, yeah, I'm vulnerably confident, or confidently vulnerable.
That's not a great place to be in. It really is, because when you are vulnerably, you know, confident, I just think you just open up the world to you, the universe. That to me, it feels like a sacred yes as well. It really does. I mean, you can just see magic coming off from that. So if you don't run from it, there's so much that you'll get personally, and the listeners as well, our family that's listening to you. So I applaud you being vulnerably confident.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's hotter. I'm like, ooh, is it hotter there or is it me? Okay. Oh, there's the word. That's what I need. That's what I need to know. That's what, you know, like just that space. And you know, there's more. How are you feeling? Let me ask you how you doing. You know, let me not get so caught up in this moment and just
man,
about everybody else.
I have to tell you, I am doing so great. You know, your theme this month is spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. And I've really been playing with my roots, you know, the people in my life. I'm so fortunate today. I'm a native of Washington, D.C. I still live here. And so I have friends from junior high school that I still hang out with. So I got to hang out with my girls and see Maleficent for the second time with Angelina Jolie. Love that movie. And the other thing that I did was my best friend went away, and I got to play babysitter to the most awesome three kids that I know, the Rickle family. And you want to talk about being grounded? I wasn't thinking about anything that I was tripping about before I stepped into their house. And I had so much fun. You know, it's just an amazing gift. I'm really appreciative about being alive. I'm appreciative about the people that I know who still love me and know me. Like, you know me since 1983 and you're still hanging out with me. Yeah, I feel abundant. You feel vulnerably confident, and I feel abundant.
Watch out, Walt.
That's how I'm doing. Watch out. So, we're doing good.
You know what? I just had this thought. I want our listeners, those of you listening online in the chat room, type in the chat room, how are you feeling? And that's a real question. I know you're multitasking, but come back real quick and just type. Let us know how you're feeling. Because it makes a difference. I want to know. I want to know how you're feeling. Peacemaker Zobotron said he's feeling divine. Tia, Electra, silent listeners, disguised as guest, Yvette, she said, what? Don't call me out. You're listening, so we're going to call you. And those of you we can't see, how are you feeling? Send us an email. Really? Really? You know, just before you even answer, don't answer from your head. Just kind of take a deep breath and go to your center and let it rise to the top and then share it. So, yes, Celeste, we're getting ready to continue this conversation. Oh, let's see what happened here. Okay, I know what happened. I know what happened. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. It's Celeste here, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Ade, right here every Monday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Ade can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Ade, you can email them to ask@lifecoachade.com. The theme for the month of June is spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. We also have exciting shows in the Life Conversations Radio Network. Our newest show on the network is Living in the Yes with Reverend Deborah L. Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday night. Then join Ambassa Safera for the Clay Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade on the last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern. And you can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. The Ask Life Coach Ade radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. You have more places to listen to Life Coach Ade. You can catch him every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com for soul food for your consciousness. Get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach Ade on Tuesday mornings. Be on the lookout for the postings for all these shows. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Ade.
There we go. You know, I'm really thinking of today's, the theme for the month is spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky ground. I'm going to change that a little bit today. Spiritual groundedness because of shaky ground. Because when you're spiritually grounded, I mean, because really, in truth, if nothing is moving in your world, you know, you're like, you know, why do I need spirituality? There is a prayer in Nigeria that is more like a affirmation. And in Nigeria, well, the Yoruba tribe, what is it called? Let me see, because there's so many ways in Nigeria when we talk, it's all about prayer. Like, how are you doing? Oh, Ojoluwalanwu, which means we're looking to God. Okay, I didn't speak fast. I just spoke in Yoruba. Like, what did you say? Ojoluwalanwu, we're looking to God. Oluwaseun, we give thanks to God. And then there's another one where it just left my brain now. But usually when people say that, they say, oh, that's the prayer for the poor. It's like, oh, I can't remember it, but it's gone. But the idea is, you know, even in the Western world, you get people saying they don't believe in God, they don't believe in anything after we die, and blah, 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 whatever the case may be, because that's for people who are weak. That's some people who are not willing to take their responsibility for them, take responsibility for themselves. So they depend on this God thing. So it's kind of like that same idea that, you know, believing in God, trusting in God is for the poor, is for the weak. And it's usually when you're feeling poorly, like they say in England, when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling vulnerable, that we are inspired to tap into something deeper, something more. And as I was sharing earlier, sometimes when life is moving and there are no challenges, we often forget about how we got to where we are. But, you know, all things are lessons God would have you learn. Hey, Celeste.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, the angels took me. I thought it was you. Yeah.
Well, let me just share with you in the chat room. Electra is feeling full because she just had her breakfast. she had fluffy waffles and sausage patty with soy milk. Oh, no, she had soy mile. Not milk.
Oh,
not
my
milk.
Gosh.
And Tia is like, you know what? I just need a celestial card today. Mercury retrograde. So all of that. Yeah. So if you want to know what a soy mile. See, that's what I get for messing with Electra. You need to contact Electra. Say, what is a soy mile? Not milk. It's the kind of thing that you take that takes you on a journey. Takes you to the journey of digestion, journey of assimilation, and whatever you don't need in your life, you get to release it because it's a spiritual drink, and you have to be awakened, you have to be enlightened to drink this drink. See, that's why her name is Electra. She's on fire, baby.
I know. I'm missing that sound. She's tired of you clowning her about her typo a day. You know how she is. You better leave Electra alone.
That's good. She's my sister. She loves me. I can say whatever I want about her.
Oh, my gosh. One more thing before you fly, sir.
Okay.
I'm going to say it again, but I am so excited about your radio week this week, because if people were missing not having three shows, you're going to be in three places, including on Friday, the Magic Hour with Tina Marie. You are her very special guest at 12radio.com, and it's going to be so much fun. I am really, really looking forward to that 7 a.m. Pacific for you people that like to wake up early on the West Coast, 10 a.m. Eastern for all of us who know the right time to wake up. We're done.
You know, you said that like somebody who don't have a 9-to-5 job, right? Because if you have a 9-to-5 job, you're off at 7 o'clock.
Oh, really?
So change your perspective
now. You
know why? Why?
My job is 24 hours life coach a day.
Got it. I said corrected.
All right, now. I'll see you on the flip side, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, even in the craziness. You get to receive some spiritual gem. I know that to be true. I know it is, because life is a playground, and all of life giving us a gift. And now we're going to continue and go deeper. And it's funny because, let me move this out of the way. you want to know what that was, what I moved out of the way? Don't worry about it. Just something that I moved out of the way. Actually, it feels good when it's closer to me. There you go. So, I have so much bubbling up on the inside, so much. And I'm sensing, feeling that it would be good to sort of lay a deeper foundation. And, you know, I often say when I'm being interviewed or when I'm talking to some friends, like when I have a microphone in front of me, the microphone, it's a symbolism for the voice of my ancestors, really. It's like the voice for spirit. It's like it activates me to go deeper. But when I'm not behind a microphone, when I'm not in front of an audience, when I'm not teaching, often I'm quiet. It's funny for somebody who was told when he was young, you talk too much. Now, when I get talking, I can talk. I don't care what the subject is. Whatever the subject is, I have something to say about it. And, you know, I know what I know until it changes. And sometimes people think you act like you know everything. Well, I do. I claim that to be my truth. I know everything. And I'm open for more. And the knowing is deeper. It's not this intellectual knowing that I know more than you. We all know everything. We all know everything. So when I'm not behind a microphone, when I'm not in front of people, when I'm not teaching, there's a lot of, and I'm constantly talking to my enemies. I'm reflecting. I'm listening. I'm questioning. I'm debating. Sometimes I got to go to sleep to shut up. You've heard me say sleep is like a meditation for me. And life excites me. Spiritual truth excites me. And through my journey, through experiences that I've gone through, sometimes through readings, through divination, workshops, and just so many things to help me fall deeply in love with myself, the message usually is, you're here to teach the truth. You're here to be the voice for truth. And when I hear it, it resonates. And truth that sets all of us free. Now, when I share what I receive, what I'm downloading, what I'm accepting, what I'm aligning with as the truth that sets us free, it is colored, it is mixed with my personal experience. But the point is, when I express what I'm in tuned with, when I express what I'm aligned with, really, it's activating the truth in you. It activates the truth in you where you get to see what you need for yourself. Everything that I'm sharing right now and what's to come is nothing new. Even when you have an aha moment, it's not that the book you read, the teacher you're listening to, or something that you were told, it's not like something got installed something was placed into your mind that wasn't there. No, the conversation, the book, the teaching opened you up, and you opened yourself, and the light shined through. The light just peaked itself. And, light bulb. So that's my role. So in recognizing that I'm here to teach the truth, which could kick my own behind sometimes. Sometimes I want to get away from myself. Just shut up. Just stop. Don't play, okay? Not interested right now. I find that, in being here as the truth speaker, the truth expressor, and I'm going somewhere else with that, I find that I'm often listening on a deeper level. So on Thursday, there's a conference call called We Circle It with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, who is the host of Living in the Yes on Life Conversations Radio. And last week, oh my God, I felt like I went through spiritual surgery, just what she was sharing with us. But I'll summarize it because what she shared, what she was talking about, had me look at how am I using the spiritual qualities, the spiritual truth. I saw that areas of my life, I use it as a security blanket. Areas of my life, I use it as a security system. Like, let me have enough truth to keep me safe from the external world. And there are areas of my life where I fully embody, I fully integrated the spiritual principles. And I'm sure you can relate. After that call, my commitment to myself is, I want to integrate what I know, and I want to show up as what I know in every area of my life, Now, not from a place of attachment, not from a place of control, but to be so convicted in what I know that when life is doing what life does, when I'm growing through an experience that causes me to want to just fight or take off, that there is a deep foundation that in spite of what I'm seeing, even if it's a disagreement, even if an appearance of not enough, that there is a foundation to, that it's like a soft voice, the same, all is well. Take a breath. Keep walking. Be still. Let go. Hold on. Because it all applies. Rather than using spiritual truth as a security system, that you come into your house, you push the button, you got 30 seconds to do it, and then when you leave, you set it and you get out of the house, like, oh, my house is safe. Well, I want to be my own house. I want to also make sure that the spiritual truth are always activated so I don't have to check. I don't need an app to make sure that I activated my security system at home so I'm safe. I'm out here in the world with others, and, you know, you can't trust people. So that sent me on a journey. And so that's the foundation. And there's a lot in there I know. And I have sort of struggled with, how can I narrow this down? And I'm actually hearing it now. It's like there's nothing to narrow down, just express. On top of that foundation, when we talk about all things are lessons God would have me learn, all things are lessons God would have you learn, is one of the things that bubbled up for me. It's over the weekend, this whole thing about Father's Day. It's talking to Celeste about, you know, just the idea when it comes to Father's Day. We're always often talking about, it's like we want to focus on the negative. We want to focus on the fathers that are not there. And then the ones that are there, we're like, well, what, we got to applaud him for doing what fathers are supposed to do? That's what he's supposed to do, generally speaking. I know it's not true for everybody, but generally speaking, when we watch sitcoms, fathers are portrayed as the dumb one, the one who doesn't know. Honey, where's my watch? Honey, where's my glasses? It's like, come on. And it's time for us to shift. And what I said to Celeste, I said, it's time for us to give fathers a break. Because if we want to see fathers who are there, who are emotionally present, then we need to stand for that. Rather than look for that, we need to stand for that. How do you stand for it? You celebrate it when you see it. We use social media to share great things. Well, share stories about fathers who are present. Share stories about your father. Share stories of, check this out. Oh, I like this. Celeste was talking about this yesterday. Share what you learned from the absence of your father. I know we do it with mothers, but generally when it's Mother's Day, it's usually talking about the love of a mother, how a mother will always stick to you. You get it. You understand. If you disagree, that's fine. You know, hey, 347-426-3346. I don't need to convince you. And if you agree, 347-426-3346. And I'm going somewhere with this. But there's a lesson in all of life. So if your father was not there, if your father was an addict, if your father was an alcoholic, if you're, you know, whatever it is, there's a lesson. Because if your father was present, I'm sure there are things you learned. There's some things you liked, there's something you didn't like. And I'm using the father theme because, you know, yesterday was Father's Day. But in all of life, if you were betrayed, if you had a business that wasn't successful, if you had a business that you thought grew so fast you couldn't manage it, there is something to learn. There is something to learn. So when you are going through and growing through a challenge in life, and you're able to tap into the idea, the truth, I call it the truth, that all things are lessons God would have me learn, your whys will be different. As a matter of fact, you may not even ask why anymore. So why is like, why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. I meditate. I chant. But I don't understand. How long is this going to happen? I've been meditating for 10 years. My life hasn't changed. When you fully embrace the idea, when you embody that all things are lessons God would have you learn, how you look at the world is different. You might even transcend good or bad right along the tree of good and evil. Like, oh, that's bad, that's good. That's very good, that's not as good. During challenging times, I really believe that's an invitation to suspend judgment. Why? Because we are all on a soul journey. There's a book that I'm reading called The Journey of Souls, Case Studies of Life Between Lives. The Journey of Souls, Case Studies of Life Between Lives by Dr. Michael Newton. And what he does, he regresses people back to previous life. And they talk about who they were and why they've chosen the life they're living right now, what lessons they need to learn right now. We know this, and if we don't, and if you do, I'm reminding you, we are individually a soul in a body. Each and every one of us came here for a particular mission. And your life is the vehicle to express that mission. So you may not be the touchy-feely person. You may be good with numbers. You may be the one who can be, who is very compassionate. You may be the creative one. You may be the one who just see details that you can pull it all together. You may be the one who just sees what needs to be done. You're just like, I know what needs to be done, and it looks like this. We need a committee, and we need this to happen. But you may not be an expert on the small detail, the little details to make it happen. Who you are, how you are, is the perfect design for your soul mission. So when you are going through and growing through a challenge, an issue, a breakdown, a betrayal, maybe you just can't seem to find peace within yourself. You're judgmental of yourself, you're judging others. You can just stop for a minute. Give yourself a moment to say, okay, I'm just going to be at peace with the fact that this place of me, this part of me that wants to be judgmental. I want to just stand for what wants to be birthed. Because let me tell you a secret, and it's not. You are an incubator for God's idea. You are an incubator for the idea of the divine. Let's stay with that for a minute. Think about it for a minute, or two, or an hour, or weeks, or a lifetime. You are an incubator for God's idea, God's divine idea. So on a human level, on a physical level, your responsibility is to create the perfect environment for the seed of transformation to grow. And when it's time for harvest, you're going to have to break open. In the consciousness, when you are clear that all things are lessons that God would have you learn, when things are painful, when things are challenging, you get to have a different conversation. If you need to hold on to the midwives in your life, like a best friend, a counselor, a preacher, a minister, a coach, a radio host, your beloved, your husband, your wife, your chick on the side, whoever you need to listen to. Sometimes your chick on the side, or I don't know what's the opposite of a man on the side. I don't know. Why don't we have a phrase for that? The player, I guess that's what it is. Whoever you need to hold on to, that you know will support you to keep walking. Don't hold your hand. The side piece, okay. You will hold on. You will reach out. And you're not judging that place of maybe you're feeling vulnerable. Maybe you're feeling like you don't know. You stop resisting life. So when you stop resisting life, you can be spiritually grounded. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad for questions, comments, thoughts, doubts. Maybe something you're moving through, the challenges. Give yourself the opportunity to expand and be more. And reach out so you can reach in. The truth is you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset, with the same consciousness that created it. You must be willing to be different. You must be willing to be different. And you must be different in order to have a different experience. And for most of us now, it's more about taking action. It's more about expressing the truth. It's more about speaking the truth, even in the face of, what if I'm wrong? What if what I'm saying is not true? What if they don't believe me? What if they don't approve of me? What if they don't accept what I have to say? And you can't affirm your way to that. You can do your affirmation, but true, the most powerful affirmation is the affirmation of action. When you take action, that's like setting fire on an old way of being. Things will crumble. Things will change. Oftentimes people waiting for things to change to then feel better, to feel grateful, to feel peaceful. No, 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 no. You are an incubator for God's idea, the spiritual qualities of love, of peace, of faith, of beauty, of abundance, of harmony. It's inside of you. And that often, you know, sometimes we're like, yeah, I get that it's inside of me, but no, no, no. If you get that these qualities are inside of you, within you, and you come up with a but, you don't get it. That's not a judgment. Because when I acknowledge that I don't get something, I allow myself to be open to more. I don't understand it. In the four agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz talks about ask questions. Don't make assumptions. Sometimes we make assumptions about the spiritual truth, and we go along just to get along, and we assume that somebody means one thing. You're like, no, I disagree. No. But anyway, I'm just going to hold on to my truth. And it's okay to disagree. You gave yourself permission to disagree, but what is the truth? What do you agree with? And what you agree with, is it working for you? Can you pull on that tool and you have a conviction that it will work? If you have a tool in your tool bag, in your tool sack, in your toolkit, if you have a tool in your garage, but you are not convicted, you're not convinced that it's going to work when you need it, it's useless. It's useless. Life is simple. Life is simple. But this role that we are playing called being an adult complicates it. we've been we've been conditioned. I'm laughing because something else is going to come out. It's like, whoa, but it didn't make sense. If I string it together, it won't make sense. So I'm making a choice. I'm taking an executive decision. Like, okay, if y'all want me to say it, you're going to give it to me in a way that I can say that it makes sense to me. That will get cut off. But anyway, we have been conditioned to believe in the bullshit. Okay, there it is. I heard. Okay, never mind. We've been conditioned to believe in a BS, for those who need something a little bit less gullible, that we will fight for the BS that's not working for us. All in the name of being in control, all in the name of looking good. Being an adult sometimes is just BS. Oh, I'm an adult. I shouldn't do that. Oh, why am I crying? Why am I sensitive? I can't be vulnerable. I need to be grown. There are times, yeah, you need to man up and woman up. And an adult really is one that's spiritually mature to be able to sense and feel what he's feeling, what she's feeling, and make room for that. And make room for the fear. And make room for the sadness. And make room for the shame, and make room for the guilt, and make room for the gratitude, and make room for the peace, and make room for the joy. Making room, making space, creating the space. So if you're feeling angry, pissed, you're not thinking, don't nobody talk to me, because if they talk to me, I'm going to let them have it. Yeah. You just, that's your stuff. You can't give what you're not willing to embrace. And when you try and give what you're not willing to embrace, folks will realize you got some stuff going on in your world. Okay, yeah, I need to stop giving me those words, okay? Trying to be spiritual. That is being spiritual. Okay, I get it. That's your stuff. I'm making the choice to say stuff. That's your stuff you're dealing with. You can't give to people what you're not willing to embrace. I'm just going to let them have it because I'm tired of that. Mm-mm. Have you embraced that what you are feeling is yours first? And then when you embrace, when you acknowledge that the anger, the pain, the guilt, the shame you're feeling is yours, then you can give it to people in a different way, and they can come to you and say, you know what? You're right. I came to you wrong. I apologize. That just to hear you, you know, listening to you breaks my heart that I did that to you. But when we come attacking, unless the person has done their own work, and they're aware, they come back attacking you. Same thing for gratitude. Same thing for love. When you're feeling so grounded, so peaceful, you want to tell other people about this. You want to tell your parents, your family members, who you think they're part of a religion that's not helping them and it's helping them believe in a God outside of themselves. You want to tell them, you know, peace is within you. They don't want to hear that. Can you just be in their presence and be the peace? And be the gratitude rather than you just need to be grateful. Yeah, things are difficult right now. You just need to be grateful. Can you be grateful? Can you be, you be the essence of gratitude? Can you be the harmony when things are chaotic? All things are lessons God will have you learn. All things are lessons God will have me learn. And here's one thing I want to share before, there's a clip I want to share. I do it on the other, after Celeste, the celestial moment. One thing I see in the spiritual community, and it gets on my nerves sometimes, and when that happens, it draws me within, because I would also ask, like, come on, I will always ask myself, which part of me, how is that reflecting a part of me? And this is what it is. Let me give you an example. So I had a friend. She reached out to four or five of us. She's having an experience. And, I mean, this sister, what I know about her, we connected through the radio network and we're friends on Facebook. What I know about her is she's spiritually grounded. She's doing her work. She's committed. but she was having a physical challenge that she's associating with her roommate. I'll say that. I like to keep confidentiality, but I want to get the story out there. So, you know, you can all relate to it. And she reached out to a few of her friends who she believes can help her see, you know, just help her get clear, help her clear her windshield so she could clear the bugs that are in the view. And she asked, you know, this is what happens when my roommate is here, blah, 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 and this is what happens when my roommate is not here. And by the time I saw that message, the person that responded had really said everything I would say. And the person kind of asked herself, is this blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. You know, just real questions that would take the asker of the questions to go deep and get to the truth. When I responded, I just said to her, you know, the things I would say has been said already. So just kind of sit with it and see what comes up for you. And then later on, somebody responded, and their response, and this is not a judgment of the person, but I'm sharing with you what came up for me, which triggered what I'm about to tell you. Third person responded saying, you have the answer within you. Go in and listen, or something like that. And it just brought up for me this spiritual correctness that we do often. When we say, well, when somebody's asking for help, when someone's in pain, can I be with them in their pain? Can I be with them? Doesn't mean you're going to now stop feeling painful because, I ain't trying to be with nobody in pain. Can you just be there and walk with them like we would do with an elder, like you would do when someone is in a hospice and you know they're about to transition, like you would be with a little child when they're having a challenge, when they're afraid, when they're scared, when they're missing their mom, their dad, when they're missing their friends, that you're just there with them in their pain, you give them a hug. So often in a spiritual community, we quickly say, go within. Your consciousness created it. That is necessary. There's a room, there's a space, there's a word I'm looking for. I don't know what it is. That's necessary. We must be willing to be with people where they are in order to move them forward, if that's your intention, unless you want to come up as, I've got my spirituality down, so go within. Yes, of course it's going within. She knows that. But sometimes we get confused by our own thoughts, and we get confused by our own emotional unbalance, you know, whatever's going on. So those moments when people get spiritually correct, it triggers me. And when I get triggered, I have to ask myself, when are you like that? When are you being spiritually correct? When are you not speaking to the truth, the life that is happening in front of you? Because you're afraid of being sad, or what they're sharing with you is activating your guilt, your shame, so you come up with a spiritual principle. Well, you just got to pray about it. You got to affirm. You got to have a vision board. Yes, that's true. But you don't tell somebody who just broke their leg, you just have to visualize running a marathon. They will give you the side eye. We got to be a space to be with people. Be the channel for healing when people are in their pain, when they're in the dark night of the soul. Because all things are lessons God would have us learn. And we all have a blueprint. There is a blueprint for the mission that we came here to fulfill. On our soul journey, individually, we have a blueprint. But here's the trick. It's not like a blueprint of a house where it's already done. You say the bedroom goes here, the bathroom goes here, the man cave goes here, the attic is up here, and the in-law suite is back. No, this blueprint is dynamic, is in action. It's always changing for the better based on people who are in your life, because when their blueprint interacts with yours, something else happens. So every day when you wake up, you hear a principle that maybe a practice that worked for you yesterday doesn't work for you today, because now your blueprint has been updated. Take some time today to take a look. Take a look at your blueprint. What has been added? What needs to be removed? What is calling for your attention? Because right now, just by the mere fact that you're hearing this, your blueprint has been activated. It has been upgraded. Now the invitation is to be more. And you are the physical space for the blueprint to be birthed, to be built through you. Are you willing to birth a new identity? Are you willing to birth a new way of being? Are you willing to just stop complaining? Are you willing to stop making excuses? Are you willing to stop being superior? Are you willing to just be? And sometimes you get caught up in your stuff, and sometimes you're in alignment with your stuff. You're going to learn something when you're in alignment. You're going to learn something when you're out of alignment. And then the deep master tells you, asks you, how do you know when you're out of alignment? If you're learning something when you say, I'm out of alignment, if I can learn something there, am I really out of alignment? When you're in alignment, well, how do you know you're in alignment? Maybe you're avoiding stuff because you feel safe. Oh, spiritual truth to expand your mind. Let's stop right there. It's a playground. The truth is, no matter how your life is shaping up, no matter how it's happening through and as you, the most important thing is that you love yourself. And allow that love to be extended, not from a place of obligation, just the act of loving yourself. When you accept it, that love will radiate outwards. Every criticism is a confession. Every criticism is a confession. So next time you find yourself criticizing somebody, you're confessing your truth.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. There's more. But we'll see what comes up during the questions. And let me bring on Celeste. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. What's bubbling up for you? What are you growing through? What deep insight is coming up that you want to share with us? What issue are you dealing with? What negativity are you dealing with? Because, you know, we don't want to say negativity. But I don't want to focus on the negative because that means I'm going to have more of it, isn't it? Sometimes you just need to give it voice. And speaking of voice, let me go to Celeste now, because if I keep talking, there'll be more coming. Let's go to Yvette calls her, Electra calls her the lady with the silk voice, something like that. Hey!
Hey, can you hear me? I just want to make sure, because I got a hot celestial moment for love and happiness and the family.
Ooh, okay, go ahead and do your thing.
Watch
then. Let me shut
but
my
before...
shit up.
Okay, but before I do that, I got to tell them about the juicy stuff we didn't get to say earlier, okay? Because some people missed it. So I'm going to do that first. And then we're going to take a break so you can drink some water because you're hot. All right. Hey, family, all of you. I don't want to miss anybody. So just feel this big energetic hug. Let me let you know what is going down on Life Conversations Radio that you didn't get to hear and where you need to go to play with our hosts. Busy radio week for you. Get some zest in your life when you start your morning with the day, Life Coach A Day, tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, his newest show, Soul Food for Your Consciousness, on 12radio.com. Then come on back. We've got more for you. Soul Nourishment with Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. Now come in a little closer. Because if you're still talking about wanting peace through clenched teeth, then make sure you check out the triple gifts of Reverend D. I'm talking about channeling people. I'm talking about the spoken word. I'm talking about her alter ego, Miss Wilhelmina, which is a reflection of our divine humanity. And you know what I mean. I'm making it really pretty. But Miss Wilhelmina asks questions like, why I got to pray? But I can't do it like Reverend D, so you got to be in the place for the spiritual teaching with grit, heart, and teeth. So find your peace when you join her. I'll be there, Life Coach A Day 2, on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, whew, I need a towel. On Friday, Life Coach A Day is the special guest on the Magic Hour with Tina Marie on 12radio.com. You can catch them both together at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you are in the house so you can see what happens when magicians play. I'm so looking forward to that conversation. And I'm not done. Next Monday, Life Coach A Day's special guests are the Wild Women. Okay. Wild Women Theater, a powerful collective of actors who want to know what you would write to your younger self from the place of where you are. What would you say to her or him? I suggest that we write our own letters and then join Life Coach A Day and Wild Women Theater to learn how arts can be entertaining and healing at the same time. We'll see you at 12 p.m. Eastern on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Now, last night, Cynthia James and Carl Studna, our friends of Ask Life Coach radio show, started a Bridging the Gender Gap teleseries, and it's going for 4 more days. So to get your free ticket to the Bridging the Gender Gap teleseries, visit thegendergap.net. A Day. We'll be sure to keep you posted. So make sure you tune in, because when
try that website again. Brother Mercury was all up all over you. What's the website?
No,
again?
Really?
Yeah, go ahead. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Bridging the Gender Gap teleseries. To get your free ticket, visit bridgingthegendergap.net/a day. We will keep you posted, so make sure you tune in, because when you do, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach A Day on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach A Day. I like what Life Coach A Day does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. It's all about being the change you want to see. Today, we are reminding ourselves that all things are lessons God would have us learn as we allow ourselves to be spiritually grounded in spite of shaky ground and because of shaky ground. And speaking of spiritual groundedness, it's time to bring on the celestial sprinkles, and it's time for the celestial weather report, also known as celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. Hey, Celeste Morgan, you having fun?
I am having fun. I am, and the celestial moment is featuring one of my favorite characters in tarot, and if you're friends with me, you probably already know what your lesson number is for the year. So, if it happens to be number 2, I want you to embrace your inner high priestess. Let me get to it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 2. The number 2 is ruled by the moon. Now 2 also shows up as the high priestess in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Seated on her throne, backed by pomegranate waves, she awaits questions. Flanked by 2 pillars of ebony and ivory, she guards mysteries. At her feet, the moon, crescent in shape, shines its light by which she may read. Close held to her breast, the secret truths of the world, which she keeps ready. Silent in judgment, she calls forth the worthy ones to impart her scrolls. That's written by Tim Jorgath, one of my favorite writers, talking about the High Priestess. The High Priestess is your first teacher on a soul journey. She is also ruled by the moon, just like the number 2. She connects us to our inner wisdom and our intuitive voice. Paying attention to the High Priestess is the key for tapping into your heart's desires. Are you ready to unlock your treasures? She has sacred information and invites you to go deeper. She beckons you behind the veil where the mysteries live. But remember, family, it's always your choice to either ignore the sound or respond to the call. All is well. And that's the story of two told through the High Priestess. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you.
Pleasure. Ah,
so much is going on. So much is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hearing like self-care. Self-care. It's so important to take care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically. Stop the rushing. You're never going to get it done. You, anybody, who you, not just you, Celeste, just in case. I know I'm never going to get it done because stuff keeps showing up and I'm just like, okay, you know what? I surrender. And we've got people who are wanting to see and embody the truth that all things are lessons we're having learned, and they've got some questions, right, Celeste?
Oh, yes, we have questions.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. Before the question,
yes.
I got a sacred medicine that I want to share with our listeners.
Ooh.
You know, because it's truly in alignment with today's conversation. And you know, I heard it this morning. I said, yeah, there's something to share. So you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. This is Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, reminding us that all things are lessons God will have you learn. And this is called Unbroken Chain of Life. And when you know that, how you deal with the issues in your life, how you deal with challenges in your life, will be from a place of empowerment, even if you're saying, I need help. Because it takes courage to ask for help, and asking for help as a sign of spiritual maturity.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday, and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence of of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
Oh, that sent chills through my body. Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. That's right. She's the host of Living in the Yes every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And she's the founder of Inner Light Ministries. There's so much I can say. We're just going to questions. Because it speaks for itself. You're not a blank slate. You are not a blank slate. Mm-hmm. I get triggered by spiritual truth. So let me get triggered by questions. So there, welcome back. Before you read, I just want to say, you know, I'm so grateful for this space, for this moment. I'm grateful for the listeners, and I thank you all for listening in. This energy that I feel right now, we're co-creating it, and I am so thankful for everyone that's listening. I don't even care if you're listening on the archive, because you're part of it. The only time is now. The past, the present, the future, all happening now. Thank you. Thank you for... Thank you for this moment. All right, I'm ready.
Woo! A day.
Yes.
We missed your anniversary.
I know, right?
Can you do a little something about that, please?
What? I mean, you know, that's the thing. I have a habit of... I recognize, I mean, I think if there's anything that I remember when it comes to dates, anniversary, it's my birthday. Other than that, I usually forget about things that happened. And what Celeste is talking about is we've been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since June 2008. And it was June 8, 2008. That was the first time we started broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio. Life Conversations Radio has been around since 2006. But the anniversary of Blog Talk Radio, yeah, we talked about it before the date and then during the date. And, you know, I don't know. It is what it is, you know. It is what it is. I'm grateful. What? How many years is that now? 6 years. Mm-hmm. I always often tell the story how I used to say to myself, that's not a radio station. That's just a website. That's just, oh, my God. 6 years later, I'm grateful for the platform. I truly am. People that I've met, real friends, people who have become friends that I can call on. Let's do questions. Okay. Happy anniversary to me, to us, and everybody else. Whatever you're creating, whatever you've been working on for years after years, and maybe you thought by now it would be more, or it's taking you further than you've ever imagined, happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing Tony, but we are not going to sing. Let's do questions. Stop it.
Okay. Victoria. Okay, sorry. It just wanted to come out.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. Questions, seriously. Because we seriously play here, and you are serious about asking questions. And Trina's question is coming up. This was sent to us last week, Aday. Dear Life Coach Aday, I have been in a relationship off and on with a married man for the last 14 years. Now, he is getting a divorce. He wants us to be together in a committed relationship and live together. I love him. He is good to me and love the time we spend together. However, I am a free spirit and I like my space. Over the years, I have changed. He drinks and smokes cigarettes, and I don't anymore. That is really my only issue with him. I feel like because of his habits, we are not totally in alignment with each other to take our relationship to the next level. I am working on my own fear of commitment issues also. My question is, do you think his bad habits are good reason not to be in a relationship? If not, how do we work through our differences? Thank you, Trina.
I love questions that already have the answer in it. Well, so let me just kind of narrow it down first. So my question is, do you think his bad habits are good reasons, good reasons not to be in a relationship?
I don't know.
I mean, because clearly it had the bad habits, and you've been in a relationship for 14 years. You already have a relationship. I think you've told yourself it's not. And there's so many places I want to go with this. So many places. But let's start. Woo! I feel like a plane about to take off. Can you feel the engine? My question for you is, what's the real question? My question is, do you think his bad habits are good reasons not to be in a relationship? If not, how do we work through our differences? But I want to go back to, well, I am working on my fear of commitment issues. So, what'd you say? You said he drinks and smokes. So if he stops that, would that eradicate your commitment issue? Would you suddenly be open to commitment? You know, here's a question. Yeah, I feel like I want to ask a question. The question is, what do you want? Forget his bad habits. Forget your fear of commitment. Forget the fact that you want to be in a committed relationship. Or he wants to be in a... What do you want? Unless, until you get clear about what you want, you are always going to be distracted by other people's life experiences. Because when you're clear about what you want, what others would call a distraction, what others would call a bad habit, will not matter to you. Now, I'll say this. If someone is coming out of a divorce and they're going to roll into you, woo-hoo, roller coaster. Now, there are people who have made it work. If someone has come out of a divorce and have rolled into another relationship and it's worked, or they worked through it. And we also know collectively there is a collective consciousness where we've agreed that if someone is in a relationship and they're with you and they're saying they're going to get a divorce, I could see all the sisters saying, girl, you know that ain't going to work. You know that shift ain't going to work. You better get with it. So there is a collective consciousness, a collective agreement, that kind of energy. You want to see what role you're playing in that. Do you really believe that you is going to get a divorce and you guys are going to get together? Or maybe you're thinking, well, get a divorce, work some things out, because what what you can't be with, it works for him, it works for you. What you can't be with won't let you be. And if you're already okay with his bad habits now, even though he's still with his wife, well, clearly you prove to yourself that it's not a big deal to have a relationship with him. So that's not really the question. Let's move that to the side. Survey said, that's not the real question. He said, if not, how do we work through our differences? That's what a relationship is about, particularly all relationships. But romantic relationship is to empower you, to equip you to work through people's differences, yours and theirs. So you work through differences in relationship. If you end up attracting somebody that doesn't have the bad habits, or if you stop all the stuff that you don't like and you really create something good here, the question is, are you willing to be the place of where spiritual truth is expressed in a relationship? So when your shift comes up and his shift comes up, do you say, this is why I don't want to be in a relationship? Or do you both come together and say, here's an opportunity to give birth to what wants to be birthed. Here's an opportunity to grow together. Here's an opportunity to express our spiritual truth. Because a relationship where there are no differences is pointless for the most part. If you and your partner, if you and this person, this man, if a man and a woman in a relationship, a woman and a woman, a man and a man in a relationship, and you agree and you're the same in everything, what's the point? If there was no darkness, how would you appreciate light? If there's no sourness, how would you appreciate sweet? If you're not thirsty, how would you appreciate water? The differences are not the problem. It's how we deal with the differences. And the differences that we see, people say we need to focus on, oh, I'm so grateful for this question. We need to focus on what we have in common. Yes! And we also need to focus on the differences. Because when we focus on the differences, wow, we eat that kind of food, but we make it differently. Oh, we say that kind of prayer, but we say it like this. Oh, we believe in angels, but we believe in orishas. We believe in gods and goddesses, well, but you believe in the gods in nature. Wow, this thing called life. You work through your differences by making room for it. So the question back to you is, what do you want? All things are lessons God would have you learn. What lesson do you need to learn here? And the ones that jump at me is, I am working on my own fear of commitment. Oh, that's commitment. It's hard for us. It's not just about romantic relationship. We're afraid of committing to a spiritual truth. We're afraid of committing to a business deal because we're not quite sure. We start a multi-level marketing business and we can't commit to it and we blame other people and blah, blah, blah. Human beings have issues with commitment because we don't want to be disappointed. Here's a question you didn't ask, but on a soul level you are. You work with your fear of commitment by getting clear about what you want. So even when you're betrayed, even when there's a mistrust, even when you feel unsafe, even when a bad habit shows up, and this applies to all of us in so many ways. So I'm grateful for this question. You bring yourself back into alignment and ask yourself, what do I want? Why am I doing this? That's when you move from a place where you're just being, where you were once being pushed by pain, but you're now pulled by a vision. When you're pulled by a vision, nothing can stop you. Life will continue to be life, but you keep your eyes on the prize. Sometimes people don't have a vision big enough and they quit. It must mean it's not meant for me. It must mean it's not supposed to happen. Not true. If you can catch the idea, it is for you. If it's challenging, you're being invited to listen differently. You've been asked to listen to a whole new meaning of commitment. You've been asked to look at commitment. You have an image of you being in prison, in a chain, on a safety lock. Maybe. It's time to see commitment differently. Because there is a power and presence that is committed to your existence. And it only has to do one thing. It breathes you. There's something that is breathing you is committed to you being alive on this planet. Until it's time for you to say, oh, I'm ready. That's commitment. Be committed to live life fully, no matter what. Be committed to having, being, experiencing what you want, no matter what. What do you want? What do you want? One more thing. The strongest energy, the strongest vibration will always win. If the energy of confusion or fear is stronger, it's going to win. If the energy of clarity or power is stronger, it's going to win. A few weeks ago, people were rooting for the Heat, Miami Heat, the basketball players. The strongest energy wins. Determination, conviction, and getting clear about what you want. What do you want? That goes for us all. What do you want? When you know what you want, no matter how shaky the ground is, you're spiritually grounded because you're holding to that deeper calling within you. All the great ones that have been killed, that died because they held on to what they want. The Maya Angelou, the Mandela, the Martin Luther King Jr., the Malcolm X, they knew what they wanted. They kept a soul, they kept an agreement to their soul. I watched the Mandela movie, and I was so clear, that that man was on a soul mission. Because if they really wanted to kill, I actually read the book, if they really wanted to kill him, they could have killed him. But it was not in the books. It wasn't an option. Are you saying that it was in the book for Martin Luther King Jr. to be killed? Yes, it was. How do I know? It happened. It's not complicated. It's AT&T. It's just paying attention to truth and transformation. AT&T. All right, Celeste. Do you have another question?
Ooh. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. I get lost listening to you sometimes. Okay. Let me try Tanya's question. Dear Life Coach Today, my friends say, by me only speaking and seeing the positive in situations, that I am actually being fake and I'm out of balance because I don't deal in the real world. Well, I like my rose-colored glasses. Why does that have to make me fake? Tanya.
You need to ask your friends. Now, if you doubt the fact, if you start to doubt the way you see the world through your rose-colored glasses, then you are fake to your own self because you don't even believe in the point of view that you have. If you're so clear about your positivity, then it really doesn't matter what other people say. We're human. There are times where you get triggered. Trust me, I get emails and texts and phone calls where people tell me how grateful they are for the show and how I help them. And I'm afraid to say this right now because my human self is like, well, don't say that up for you, though. If you put it out there, you attract it to yourself. Let me take off my rose-colored glasses for a minute. If I hear somebody give me a critique of my show and they write a long email or just one statement, your show sucks and you just need to stop doing it. You act like you know what you're talking about. You don't. Woo! That would have me go through some... I have to remind myself, all things are lessons God will have me learn. So, Tanya, what is important is, what is true for you? What is true for you? Do you believe that seeing life through your rose-colored glasses is what you need to fully experience life fully? Or are you just doing a spiritually correct thing? Because sometimes our friends see us very well and they can call us out. So the question is, are you being fake? You can be simple. You can just be with yourself. Are you being fake? And if your answer is no, then it's no. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. There are many a times when I told myself, I don't know what I'm doing behind a microphone teaching this truth. I get so caught up in my humanness, I'm like, well, it's not as much, but I have stories that I've, you know, the stories, interpretation, and things that I hear. I'm like, well, you know, or maybe I need to take the show a little bit, take it to the next level. How can I do this? It's just like, and then I'll hear that small voice say, just stop. Just stop. When you just allow your logical mind to evaluate your life, you are heading for a roadblock. And I don't know what they mean by you're only speaking and seeing the positive in situations. Because if you're in pain and you pretend you ain't in pain, I don't know if that's what you do. Choosing my words carefully here, because it would be different if I was talking to you. There are times we need to just see the good in what we're going through and growing through, because that will get us through it. And there are times we just have to say, there are times when we just have to say, sound like a rewind. There's a time we just have to say, there's a time, who's that? There's a time we just have to say, this shift stinks. Because the minute you acknowledge the shift in your life, you have a shift in consciousness. You get to say, okay, so what can I do to change the environment? What can I do to have a pleasant-smelling environment? How did this happen? But if you're refusing to look at life holistically, I don't necessarily call you fake. I wouldn't call you fake. Well, do you call yourself fake? But what I will say is you're avoiding. But maybe it works for you. If it works for you, keep doing it. Why would you want to change something that's working for you? If it's not working for you, here's a quick practical tip to find out if it's working for you. Tonight when you go to bed, when you've just done everything you need to do and you're lying on your bed, get ready to close your eyes, and you know just a matter of seconds before you go to La La Land, ask yourself, am I being fake? And you will get your answer. Celeste.
That's all, folks.
That's right.
No, we have more, but I don't know if you want to
leave. No, that's no. There's enough for now. Well, I mean, the first question took us on a journey, and I'm sure part of that. I have a question here. Let me see.
So I want to thank Trina too. That was a very brave question to ask.
Trina's asking for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anytime anybody submits a question, it's really powerful. But I am so grateful that she knew that she could ask you that question with all of the details, because some people could be judgment about her being involved with a married man for 14 years. And there is nothing here that you cannot ask. You're such a safe space to ask those types of questions. So thank you, Trina, for your bravery, and thank you, Life Coach Today, for being the place and the space where God gets to represent itself.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the beauty of spiritual truth is when you really understand it. Remember what I said earlier, every criticism is a confession.
Mm-hmm.
And when we become judgmental about other people's judgment, we're just adding more judgment to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And really, people's judgment is a reflection. It's a reflection of their consciousness. Sometimes it's painful. But when we can really get that people's judgment is a reflection of their consciousness, you know those are people you need to stay away from, especially when you're in pain, especially when you need help. sometimes they're good when you're good, when you're grounded and you can see like this. They're good. You can, you know, they can be your road dogs. But they don't have to be your, fly or die sheep. Fly. I know what I said. I don't know about dying with me. This is my soul experience. I'm going to die with myself. I don't need you. Thank you. But because when I die to myself, we gon' fly together. So, yes. And every question that has been asked is a reflection of human consciousness. And somebody that is listening can relate to it. And the moment you allow yourself to ask life for a question, you acknowledge your stuff, you making room for a new reality. So it's all good. It is all good. Wow, so much. I feel full. Before the show, I'm like, okay, I don't know. Now I'm like, feel like I have so much coming up. But it's time to just, I'm hearing a cartoon voice. I don't know which one it is. I just want to remind you tomorrow I'm going to be on 1-2 Radio, Soul Food for Your Consciousness. There's more. I don't know how that show is going to go, and I'm not even, I don't care. Just let it be, you know. Just let it be. But join me. You will be fed. 1-2Radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. I have to think about that. And Reverend Deborah Johnson tomorrow night on LifeConversationsRadio.com, Living in the Yes, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We're here to support you on your journey. Let's be friends on Facebook. Share your thoughts. Share your feedback. Okay. I guess we can do that. Well, yeah, it's time to release the show. My co-producer is telling me what song to play. And I don't remember which one it is. Where is it? Celeste, pull it up for me, please. And fade it down. Actually, yeah, turn it down and play it now. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Let's be the community for love. Let's be the place where people can rest their heads on our shoulders. Let's be the place where somebody can feel comfortable to embrace or to look at their insecurities. Because we are the change. We are the love. We are the peace. Be true to yourself. Be loved. And be loved. This is Angel Travis singing the song written by Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. Something to change in me. Say yes to more. Surrender to more. Peace and blessings. See you on 1-2Radio.com tomorrow. I'm out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.